The religious authorities were eager to discredit Jesus, to trap him. They came to Jesus one day asking him about the question of allegiance to political authority. "Tell us," they asked, "is it right to pay taxes to Caesar or not?" Of course, that question put Jesus on the spot. If he said no, he would be viewed as disloyal to Caesar and perhaps a threat to the Roman government. If he said yes, he would lose the respect and the following of so many of the Jewish masses who followed him. So Jesus asked the questioners for a coin, and they gave him a Roman denarius, the coin that was used to pay the hated yearly poll tax. On one side of that coin was the image of the emperor Tiberius, around which were written the words, "Tiberius Caesar, son of the divine Augustus." Jesus asked his questioners whose portrait it was, and they responded, "Caesar's." Jesus gave his answer, "Give to Caesar what is Caesar's, and to God what is God's." Now Jesus had eluded the trap, but he had also put Caesar in his place. Christ could have ended simply by answering their direct question, saying, "Give to Caesar what is Caesar's." That's all they had asked him about. What made him add the second phrase, though, "Give to God what is God's"? I believe we find the answer to that question on the other side of the coin, the reverse face, which showed Tiberius's mother. She was represented as a goddess, along with the words "highest priest." These blasphemous words commanded the worship of Caesar. They thus exceeded the state's authority. Jesus' lesson hasn't been lost on us, has it? We know that government is to be respected and its rule honored, its taxes paid. But Jesus preached that there is no God beside the one true and living God, and that what is to be rendered to him is not mere lip service, but rather our hearts and our minds.